as we celebrate this solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, it's an opportunity for us to reflect on the importance of the Eucharist in our lives and the importance of our relationship with Jesus Christ, because that's what the Eucharist is all about. It is the ultimate relationship with Jesus, the total self-giving of himself to you and to me, so that we can be more intimately connected, related, and aware of God's presence and life within us. In the first reading today, Moses is speaking to the people in the book of Deuteronomy, and they've already come out of slavery in Egypt. He's led them through the Red Sea. They've led them through the desert for 40 years in the wilderness. He's fed them with manna. He's fed them with quail in the evening that has come down. When they were thirsty, Moses struck the rock with his staff, and water gushes forth, and they were able to quench their thirst. And this is for hundreds of thousands of people that he is taking through the desert. And now they are through the desert. The image is they're in the promised land, and life is so good that why do I need God? Life is too good. We have everything we want. And in one sense, we see this dynamic play over and over and over again in the course of history. In our own personal lives, when we go through challenging times, difficult times, we pray more fervently. We seek God's help more fervently. And we feel his presence more pronounced than any other time maybe in our life. And then when things start to go well, you start to wonder, well, maybe I don't need to spend that much time on my relationship with God. Things are going so well. But what Moses is reminding the people of is that you need God in every aspect of your life. The Holy Father on this gospel said, we do not choose the easy way of life like the way of Egypt for the people of Israel, the easy way that enslaves us in the end. But we choose a more challenging route that actually leads us to freedom and gives us a sense of peace and happiness and joy. As we celebrate this feast of the body and blood of Christ, this Eucharistic discourse in the gospel today is one that was challenging for the people at the time of Jesus. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give you is my flesh for the life of the world. It's challenging. And unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you do not live in me. But those who eat my body and drink my blood, they live in me and I live in them. And it was a scandal at the time. And if we continue reading in the sixth chapter of John, it says, the people found this teaching difficult. And so many left. And rather than Jesus saying, no, no, I'm just speaking figuratively. You don't understand. It's okay. He looks at his disciples, the apostles, the 12 that he's chosen to continue his mission when he returns to the Father. And he says, are you going to leave as well? And then Peter, that one voice, speaks up. And he says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life. And so today, we have the fulfillment of this teaching of Jesus as we celebrate the Eucharist. When he said at the Last Supper, this is my body. This is my blood. It will be given up for you, so that you can have eternal life. So that you may experience the presence of God for all time. I will never leave you. I will not leave you orphan. I will be with you until the end of time, and he will, and he does, and he shows it to us today. We are here to celebrate the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. And that should be an overwhelming thought. That St. Paul speaks of the people, the faithful, as the body of Christ. You are what then is called to go out and nourish others, to sustain them, to make Christ present in their life. It should be overwhelming honor that is being given to us. Today, as we celebrate this Eucharist and reflect on who we are receiving, let us just ask for the grace to once more, in one more way, to one more degree, become that which we already are, to become more perfect images of the body of Christ in our world. That is what we are called to. And it is a beautiful calling, one that we do with Christ, in with His grace, with His love, with His power, that we share with others. This Mass is a beautiful time for us to reflect on our gifts. The greatest gift we receive is the body of Christ. We receive the very person of Jesus. And this community is incredible. These communities are incredible. The generosity and the dedication of people to make things happen. It's wonderful. Every Sunday at Edith Stein to set up and to take down. All the volunteers that are in place to make sure that we're able to worship God in a dignified manner. All the people who beside behind the scenes make sure that everything happens. The same at St. Margaret Mary. All of the people who do all the little things that no one else ever notices. It is the body of Christ making this world a better place for everyone else. And it's by doing so, and we do these little things, and we don't realize the incredible impact that it has on others. And it does. To be able to walk into a church that looks dignified takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of work, takes a lot of dedication, takes a lot of love. All the little things that have to always happen, and they happen so that everything looks as it should. So that when we worship God, it is done in a dignified way that truly gives glory to God. So as we celebrate the body of Christ and give thanks for this gift that Jesus Christ has given to us, I think it's also a wonderful opportunity for each of us to give thanks to God for the way that He is able to live through us and the way that He is able to work through us to build up His kingdom, to give glory to God here on this earth through us. Through each and every one of us in our unique, talented, and gifted ways.